This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Lou Sanders live from the Fringe on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, welcome to FUBAR Radio. We've got a very excited audience today. Absolutely. Well, I think excited is a word. So, it's me, Lily Sanders. Hello. Let's bring our first guest on. It's the wonderful, oh my gosh, she's so amazing. She's one of my favourite comics. Please, go crazy for Mae Martin. Yay. Woo! There she is. Hello, Mae, overdressed in a jumper.
Hey.
How are you?
It's a casual jumper, though.
It is a casual jumper. Yeah, I meant heat-wise, you're overdressed.
Oh, right, yeah.
How
Hi.
Are you? Hey! Having a nice French?
Really nice French.
Anything? Yeah, go on.
You?
Anything to say about... I think now's the time to talk about Southside property management.
Oh, yeah. Why has it come up already on this?
No. We both let a house, if we can call it that, a dump,
from the same... Southside. Did you get Natasha, who works there?
Yeah, well, yeah, she's
blonde,
like,
Natasha, if she's listening.
I got Ryan, and
oh, ooh, man,
he sent me quite a shirty email. He called, oh man, just never rent from, can we say that, or is it litigious? They couldn't get their act together to sue anyone. Anyway, we got mice,
no Wi-Fi.
Yeah
same. I mean, it work though, aren't we?
I was going around taking pictures with my iPad. Guys, I've got an iPad. Things are going very well. And I was taking pictures of all the damage. But I felt really, I felt moved to like do a doody somewhere, take a picture. And there's this. but I didn't. I kept it real. But
I one time stayed in a place where there was a guest book and everyone was mentioning a ghost in the guest book.
No.
Yeah. This is when my parents and I came to Edinburgh on vacation when I was a kid. And it was, whoa. I don't know if it was like a prank, but yeah. It was like, oh yeah, we had a lovely time. But there was that sort of naked, large ghost man.
Did you see?
Watch out for it. And they called him the Abbot. Watch out for the Abbot.
That was
what?
CD Dave from next door getting away with it flashing. did you see him?
No. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Yeah, once.
I knew you were going to say that. Something about you. You've got your crystals on the table.
Don't touch them.
No, oh, sorry.
No, there you go. No, I did see a ghost once when I was younger, but I don't know. It was just this weird thing that floated past, and I was like, what? And then I said to my friend, like, I didn't say it, but I was like, something... And then she's like, oh, yeah, there's a ghost in this house. It was like her friend's house. But I don't know.
I think kids are more open to it, and kids... I think I saw some weird shit when I was a kid, but and you, yeah.
I saw some weird shit when I was a kid, but that was my dad's family. How's your show going?
It's going well. We're in the same venue, aren't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going well. Really nice people, nice crowds. So yeah. Hot in that room.
So hot.
I wear this jumper.
Yeah. It's so hot everywhere in this same jumper.
Yeah, it's so hot.
What's your show about, please?
My show is about... I could really say anything now, couldn't I? Mm. I was so tempted to be like, you. What's about you? It's about labels and human sexuality, Lou.
God.
Something
yawn-a-thon. Kidding. So what, sort of dicks and pussies?
Yeah, pretty much.
And so which one to go for?
Both. Both.
Yeah,
at
yeah,
the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah. Well, it keeps it fresh, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's an interesting thing. So what's it, I think, don't you talk about how don't put me in a box, don't put people in a box?
Yeah, I open with don't put me in a box and I close with don't put people in a box.
Oh, it sounds great. I've made it sound terrible, haven't I? But I'm really excited to see your show.
Thanks, ditto.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, it's about like why we label sexuality at all and whether that's... Yeah.
Sometimes you want peenie, sometimes you want the other.
Yeah. I think it's such a, yeah, yeah. It's a TED talk.
I'm sample both. They just keep up the good work, guys.
It's pretty much the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think everyone agrees with us.
Oh no, I can't say that actually. Oh, just someone that who's in love with you, but I can't say because
what?
No,
you
I
can't do that.
I'll tell you off air.
Tell me now.
Just no, I can't. I'll tell you later.
Somebody, am I going to like?
Well, no, because they might listen to FUBAR Radio.
We share a best friend, don't we?
Yeah, we share a best friend.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Gabby.
Gabby.
She was named, this girl that we both know is really May's friend, but I pinched her. But she was called Player when she was younger.
Yeah, her middle name is Player.
But it was her first name, Player. And then when she was about four, didn't she say to her parents, like, why am I called Player? And they were like, oh, yeah, we thought you'd say that. Like, you can change it if you want.
Yeah.
And then just let her come up with her own name.
Yeah.
She's a little weirdo, isn't she?
She's so weird. She likes to touch everything. She's very tactile, especially with food and things. Like, if you go to a party with her, she'll be at the snack table just touching everything, stroking the brie. Disgusting. And she has these tiny little hands, like a little raccoon or something.
She's a disgusting little raccoon, but she's our little raccoon.
Our friend.
And she's got that thing where she likes people whispering to her.
Oh, yeah. What's that called again?
ASMR.
ASMR, yeah.
ASMR, yeah.
Which is a huge thing on the internet, where if you hear someone whispering, and also there's it kind of has to be quite nurturing, like what they're saying, but it gives people weird tingles. Does anybody have it? Gives people weird tingles.
It's got sexual undertones, but they always say that it
has. They always say, no, it's not sexual, but it is.
But as they're touching themselves. No, it's not. No, she... but they've got those videos on the internet, and then people really love them, right?
Yeah.
And once I was Skyping her, but I had to be really quiet because my flatmate was asleep. So I was talking like this, and she was like... Oh, you've got to stop doing that because it's making me tingly. It was a really weird moment in our friendship. And now we're going out with each other. So what time are you on at City Cafe?
9:15.
Sweet, sweet time.
It's a sweet, sweet time.
Do you wish they'd decorate the place up a little bit rather than using last year's? Like, it's very tatty, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks like a children's play area. It's all padded, the walls, and then everything's kind of a bit sticky. Mm. I like that. I like that though. And you can hear the music playing from the kitchen. The chefs listen to this kind of Polish pop.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get a bit of that, but it only adds to the atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah. Have you had this year had any bad audience members or weirdos or anything?
There was a guy last night who was in the show before mine, and he was heckling like crazy, and then afterwards saying, went up to the guy and said, I hated that, I really hated that show, and I can't believe you've come from Australia and that's what you brought. Like, he was really
wow.
And then he said, what's the show in here next? And then I was like, I don't think there is one. And he was like, and then he knew it was mine. He was like, I'm gonna keep my spot in the front row, and I said please don't.
Did you tell him
to leave?
Wow, cool.
He wasn't gonna like. I mean,
yeah, I can't believe you come from Canada to do this. After I've told the other guy. Well, last year I got a guy. So I came on stage and this guy stood up. I said, "Hello, thanks for coming." And this guy at the back stood up and went, "Fuck off." That was his strong opening offer. And I was like,
"Oh my god,
this is one place where I'm not gonna f off from because this is where I am every day at the same time. Like, if anything." You knew I'd be here. Was it really odd?
I had one guy, I did a show in the BBC tent years ago at 4 a.m. Mm. Like, I don't know why they do things like that. That's a kind of novelty thing. And then I walked on stage and it was similar. Like, I hadn't even said a word yet. I went up to the mic and this guy said, what are you doing? What? And I was like, I don't know.
What are you doing?
I
was going to start with messing up about cats.
Yeah.
And then move on to relationship stuff. What are you doing? It's weird though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to bring, actually, talking of this, I'm going to bring Tom Allen on.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And we love Tom Allen, don't we? Mm-hmm. He's absolutely amazing. I'm slightly intimidated because he is a chat show host and he's really good at it.
Really
and
good.
The tables are turned. And please, welcome to the stage, the brilliant Tom Allen. Oh. There he is. Anywhere, baby.
Anywhere. Okay, fine.
I did his chat show last night, and he's
so
great.
Oh,
so
wonderful. I was so nice to have you. No, you are so wonderful.
But he had these beasts, and I can only describe them as beasts, in the back. These kind of alpha male who thought, like, so he'd say, like, this age would come up and then one of them would point to a friend and go, yeah, he's 50. And then they'd go to the toilet and do coke and then they'd come back with more bants. It was awful.
It was awful doing like top bants with blokes. And I never quite understand it, as it turned out in the show. Like, I've never been part of like any male society. Like, I can't communicate with men because they'd sort of say stupid things like, oh yeah, he's 50. And I'd go, oh, are you? You don't look 50. Oh, no, it's not really.
That was his joke.
How old are you mentally? Yeah. It was just sort of a bit kind of frustrating, but it was
but
fine.
But you were so good. You were so good with him. Because I was like, I wanted to go and hit them, and then you dealt with it with humour, which is better, as it turns out.
You try and sort of bring them in, but they just were a bit annoying, really.
I never did get a biscuit, though.
You never get a biscuit?
I never did get a biscuit. You have biscuits and I never did get one.
Oh, yeah, I thought you didn't want one.
I didn't want one, but then later on I wanted one, but then we were talking and I forgot to get a biscuit.
Oh, you could have had one.
I did the charger and I didn't get any biscuits.
No, you didn't.
Sorry.
And this is wine. A big...
Oh, yeah, I got... This, which was... Have you changed that? Because it was a mistake.
It was a mistake. No,
did you get drunk?
I like people being drunk on the show. That's part of it.
Did you get violent?
No, yeah, it was Camille Uchan from Birthday Girls. She was a bit drunk. She kept going, started from the bottom, now we're here. But kept doing
it. I love that.
It was great.
Yeah.
It's such a great chat show.
Oh, thanks for saying that. It's fun. It's quite late at night, so the crowds are different to the lovely crowd we have here today. they're a bit more sort of drunk and late nighty.
Yeah.
But that's fine. It's just a different energy.
Yeah, it's a different energy. It's a different energy. Tom, actually. Yeah, than these lot. Big up yourselves. What?
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
I love that. So my favourite phrase to say at the moment is from Phoebe. Posted a video on Facebook. I don't know if you saw it, but this woman going, step your pussy up. I love me and Phoebe just keeping telling each other, could you step your pussy up? Could you just, I'm sorry, I'm just stepping my pussy up to the plate right now and everyone wants to eat from it. It's so gross, but so funny. Tom,
yes,
aren't you going to be on Cats Countdown soon?
Yes, tonight. On 8 out of 10, Cats does Countdown. This very evening is my first TV panel show that I've ever done.
Oh my god, I'm so amazing. Excited. Were you brilliant on it?
I had a nice time, and they said they're pleased with it. But you know how Twitter is. I'm sure I'll still get some horrible people tweeting at me.
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope so. For the top bands.
I've made 1,200 fake Twitter accounts so that I can counter that with compliments.
I'd love that. Feel free to troll me. You know, I want the full experience.
Is that how you've got so many? You've got loads of followers, haven't you?
They're all me. Yeah. No. They're all fake Twitter accounts.
I tweeted Adam Hess. How did you buy so many followers?
Did he respond?
No. Oh. Well, I think he favourited it. That's all you can do sometimes.
That's all you can do. Just press that star.
I tweeted at Yoko Ono the other day and she responded.
Whoa!
Yeah.
What did you tweet? Her?
Yeah.
Well, I tweeted her.
Why did you break up the Beatles?
I was trolling her.
Yeah.
No, I tweeted her like a very dry question. She was doing a Q&A, a Twitter Q&A. But she responded to me and I said something so nerdy and serious, like, oh, what's your favorite memory from making the Double Fantasy album or something really good. And then she said something so Yoko Ono in response. It was so like dreamy. She said, I won't do the accent.
No.
She said, the cover of the album's in color, and I think that speaks for itself. It was a colorful time. But I was like, just imagining her sitting there typing to me.
Yeah.
Yoko. To me. May melt.
What does Yoko Ono do the rest of the time when she's not doing Twitter Q&As?
That's true.
Anyone ever wonder that?
She buys sunglasses and hats. And she kind of like swans around New York, I think.
Yeah. I think she probably swans around New York a lot.
Yeah. She thinks up weird answers for questions.
But I wonder, what time does she get up? She get up early in the morning?
Hmm.
I often wonder about that, like celebrities, like your favourite celebrities. Like,
wait till the next Q&A and ask. And I'll be like,
what are you doing?
She'd have to give a really normal answer, be really disappointing. 8 a.m. Oh. What about the goose and the swan?
Have some oatmeal.
What's your show about, mate?
Me?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you said May or mate. Because I know you're living in Kent, where I'm from.
I'm not living in Kent, I'm from Kent.
Oh, you're actually from Kent?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
Broadstairs.
Broadstairs, the home of Charles Dickens.
Mm.
Is it?
Well, he popped in.
He lived there. I think he had some affairs there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Wrote David Copperfield while I was looking at the sea.
You know about it more than me, actually, it.
Do you have to look at a sea to write a fucking book?
Yeah. May, please do not use the F word in conjunction with Charles Dickens.
I'm so sorry. But isn't that George Orwell did the same thing, Dylan Thomas, they all had to be looking at the sea.
Oh, I love looking at the sea. Don't you like looking at the sea, mate?
Well,
save some money.
Do I have to?
No, save some money and look at Postcard of the Sea.
Yeah.
And its effect.
Well, just look at the Firth of Forth.
The
Firth of Forth, the river.
What is that?
The river near Edinburgh.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Know a lot about a lot of places.
Well, I'll get around a bit, don't I? My show is about, though, thank you for asking, is at The Stand. My non-chat show
yeah.
is at The Stand Comedy Club at 5:20. And that's
Don't worry about it, guys. It's the same time as mine, so don't worry about that. Conversation over.
But it's about a lot of things, and it's about the way we portray ourselves online compared with the reality of the misery of our everyday lives.
Oh, very topical for 2015.
Very topical for 2015, I thought.
So do you put a brave... Mind you, there's a middle ground, because I hate when people overshare and say too much sadness.
Me too. No one wants to hear about your dreary
life. Also, no one wants to hear you got 5 stars in 5 different publications.
No one wants to hear that, no. Especially.
Worst this fringe. Oh, maybe I shouldn't say it.
I
won't say the specific thing, but people are posting... how much money they made in their bucket.
No,
yeah.
Really?
Being like, really good night with the bucket, made £600 in the bucket.
What?
Yeah. Vulgar society.
Jack so Barry vulgar. Was saying, it was any other job, you wouldn't be like, really good day being a doctor, made about £200.
Yeah. Hashtag, I'm really awesome.
Yeah.
That is awful that people do that.
And how much are they making?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot to make.
Someone was telling me about the bucket speech, right? So one guy's got, I won't say his name just in case, but he...
Should we explain what the bucket is? Do people know?
Yeah, if you're doing a free fringe show, at the end of your show, you hold a bucket, and then as people leave, they put in money.
Yeah.
In lieu of a ticket.
It's slightly demoralising, because you're shaking a bucket at the end of a show you've worked for a year on, and you're like, oh, I got some money, and people sometimes put 2p's and hairpins in. So it's quite,
Yeah.
I'm thinking about going back to paid next year.
Yeah.
Just for my esteem.
Yeah, yeah.
But, this guy, like, he used to be a street performer, and so his end of speech is amazing, and he's like, I think he looks everyone in the eye, not look down at the floor like I do, and he says, I think this show is worth £20, you know that, I know that, and and then he's like, you know, if you haven't got that much, put tenner in, don't put coins in, save that for the less experienced performers.
Wow.
And he makes about £1,000 a show.
Really?
But I think sometimes people leave, like, if you haven't got money, like if you haven't got that much money, you're unemployed or you're a student, whatever, you feel, I don't know, it might take away from the experience of...
I get a lot of teenagers as well, so...
Yeah, you're big on the teenage market,
on the teenage market.
It's a great place to be, mate. It's a great market.
They've got no money.
They got no money, but they do want a selfie.
And you love selfies, right?
Love selfies, yeah. I always am the one, I ask to see it, and then if I I ask them to take another one, and then it ruins the moment for them, because then I'm like, really can we do it again?
Okay, the lighting's not right. Okay. Yeah. That's not my best angle. Okay, try it like this. Okay, stand further back.
That's why you don't make much money in the bucket, because you're still there taking selfies. Actually, I don't know. You've probably got a lovely bucket. Have you? Oh, God. No, guys, come on. I didn't mean that. I really didn't mean that. I meant, like, I didn't... Oh, no.
Is that what...
No, that's not my humour, please.
I do have a...
Oh, God. Do you miss not collecting in a bucket for your show?
Well, I do for the chat show. That's a free fringe show.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do find it a bit... just a bit. There's something a bit demoralising about it.
Mm.
And it's late at night, so they're tired. And I'm like, oh, have you got any money? Thank you very much. And but it's fine, you know, once you get through that. And I wish I was more confident to do the proper bucket.
Look them in the eye and go, wait. I spent about £60 last night all in £1 coins, and I was a total legend at every bar. When I say legend, I mean disappointment.
Oh, you spent your £1?
Yeah, I spent my £1 in the bar. Please, could I pay with £1?
Oh, but you've got to do that. And also, you've got to go, like, it's really annoying to go to the bank with.
That's the demoralising part, where you're dumping into the machine and it's counting all your pennies, and you're watching it. You're up to like £7.
And then your ex-boyfriend's behind you. Oh, you're not keying for the coin machine. No, I'm on at the Pleasance. Cool. Oh, you know. Oh, I could have done the Pleasance. Oh, your new girlfriend's here. Cool, yeah. I'll be a while because I'm just queuing for the coin machine. Okay, should we bring another guest on?
If you want.
Oh, my starry-eyed surprise. It's everyone's favourite. It's the lovely Nathan Caton.
Yeah. Woo!
Hello. Sit wherever you like, mate. How are you?
I'm good. Hello, Wembley.
You're not hot in two tops.
No, I'm cool. This is quite light, so it's all right.
Who are you your local team then, Nathan? Tell us.
My local team, Brentford FC, plug. Because I'm from West London, and I do a lot of work for Brentford FC. Someone from the club tweeted me, daring me to wear the shirt in Edinburgh. So I'm a gangster and I'm stepping up to the plate.
You're stepping your pussy up.
Sponsored by Matchbook. Matchbook.com, what do they do?
Our owner is like a he's a professional gambler. He's made millions, right? Oh. And it's one of the companies that he owns.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a funny thing to dare people to promote you.
Yeah.
I dare you.
I dare you to promote gambling. Come on, do it.
Is that like it's a weapons top or a racist top or something? Yeah. Like that would be a dare.
I hate black people. What? Nathan, you sure?
Well, that's nice. What do you get out of it then? A t-shirt, I suspect.
I'm waiting to find out. It better be, well, not the same t-shirt. That'd be kind of dumb.
Yeah.
the same thing I've got. Hopefully give me the away top. But he said he's going to get back to me. But
that's a terrible dare if you want the top anyway. That's like Topshop. Why don't they dare me to wear all their clothes? Yeah, all right, then I'll do it.
No, but if I get the away top, I'll be happy with that because then I won't have to like pay that £40 for it.
What's an away top?
Basically, when we're playing away from home, like say if we're playing a team who plays in red, you can't wear the red because it clashes. So you have to wear alternative colours.
I see.
Yeah, so does it, I'm it's from not Canada. Always when you're it's not always when you're away then, so it might be that.
No, it just depends. If the other team's wearing red and it clashes.
You just wear contrasting.
You're just like us girls, aren't you, really? You don't want to wear the same thing. Oh, how embarrassing. You've got your red top on as well.
Why didn't you come on and let us know? Oh, my gosh. You're such a bitch.
Bloody hate football, me. conversation closed.
Oh, sorry, I'll leave.
I've not done much radio. So I'm being, assuming this is what you do.
No, not interested in this. Okay, next topic.
Kittens. Disgust.
No, I've been told, because I've never played football before, ever, because I always think it's a bit macho for me. Mm. And a friend of mine has suggested that I start playing with his like local kick-around friendship group and give it a go, but I've never done it, but I'm really scared of how like blokey
it's going to be. Go for it, man. No, go
but
for
I've
it.
Literally never played a game.
There's lots of comedians who never played and still play, trust me.
Oh, really?
I mean, I think you'll be really popular with the other lads. running in the wrong direction, like trying to handle the ball.
I can imagine giving the referee grief.
Yeah,
don't
loads
call
of grief.
You a wanker.
Yeah, loads of that. Loads of like being dramatic and falling on the floor.
I think the first time when I went to LA with Humphrey Kerr, you know Humphrey Kerr?
Of course, yeah.
And there were, it's a very mixed team, lots of boys and girls. And but I was terrible. But what I lacked in sort of understanding the game, I made up for in passion. I was running the wrong way and everyone was trying to do you want to sit this one out? Cool, yeah.
That's what I'm really scared of. Did you feel hurt about that?
I thought it's hilarious. I was by the side, like doing star jumps and then. But Humphrey is really into football.
Oh, is he?
So he was standing by the side going like, that's it, like all these things, like, you know, and he's like, and that's football. Just going to him, and that's football, and that's all I really cared about, was taking the piss. But
our
you should do
friend Gabby we were talking about who's so small, she's just joined a football team, and she every time she scores, which is so rare, she bursts into tears from joy and excitement, and then she can't continue. And they have to switch her out. She gets so moved by shit.
She phoned me up the first time, I think, after football, she's very emotional, and she cried because they lost, and she was crying, and then she cried because people had seen her cry. She's an absolute legend. Ever cried about a football game, Nathan?
No, of course not. No, I'm man enough to admit, I cried a few seasons ago, right? Okay, shall I tell you what happened?
Yes, please.
Because
yes.
I don't want to like No, you guys no. thinking that I'm a pussy or anything. What happened was...
Step your pussy up.
You're going to get it into my head now. I'm going to open that tonight. Hello, guys. Step your pussy up. My name came. Thank you. Basically, a few seasons ago, we were in League One, which is like the third tier.
Yeah.
And it was the last day of the season. It was us against Doncaster. And whoever won would have got promoted.
Oh, right? Biggie.
So it was 0-0. Last minute, we got a penalty. Right, so if we had scored it, we won the game, we're promoted.
Oh, wow.
Our regular penalty taker was on the pitch, but for some reason, he let someone else take it.
What?
He took it, missed it, hit the crossbar. The other team got the ball, took up the other end, scored straight away.
Oh. No.
In the last minute, in that 93rd minute, they won 1-0, got promotion. And I didn't cry too hard because my brother was with me and I didn't want to like punk out. But when I got home, it came out.
It was like
watching Cool Runnings all over again.
I think guys should cry, and I think football's a good outlet for it.
Yeah,
I love to see guys cry.
Me too, so hot.
Sound like a domination.
Love it. No, not into that.
Do you what, like in an emotional way, or just, in?
No, I think that guys should be allowed to cry more. And serious, I was joking, but I do think that
strong men being vulnerable. Oh my goodness.
It's all like the Athena poster.
It's
like the Athena poster. A good man is hard to find. No, a hard man is good to find. Man with a baby. He'd never seen the like of it. A man with a baby. Do you remember? It was like shocking at the time. A man with a baby.
Do you remember that? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was really shocking.
It's turned around. I had it on my wall. So it's supposed to be a hard man is good to find.
No, a good man is hard to find.
A good man is.
And then
but they turned it around. They were like, a hard man is good to find because he had pecs and muscles. Oh. And I thought, God, that's really witty. Absolutely loved it.
What happened to Athena?
Good point.
Used to sell like Magic Eye posters. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Magic Eye. Do you not, Nathan?
No. What's a Magic Eye poster?
It was like a massive deal in the mid to late 90s where you'd have to like look at like a pixelated page. And then you'd have to go cross-eyed.
And
if you stared at it for long enough, you'd see a 3D image coming out.
That's like, when you're a kid, that's like drugs. Like that's
that was like drugs.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
And if your friends can't see it, like, can't you see it? I mean, can't you see it? Can't you see it? Because like, no. Because I can do it, so.
Yeah. And you pretend. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nathan, what is your show about?
My show is about an hour in length. That's about it. No, there's not really like a massive theme because like I've done themes before and I get kind of bored.
Because I'm
writing new stuff and if I'm doing a theme, I can't put any new stuff in because I have to stick to the story.
Yeah.
So this year I thought I'd just do like an hour of stuff. So it's just like an hour. It's basically my last year of my life crammed into an hour. So there's stuff about like I'm still living at home, there's stuff about my mates getting married, stuff, things in the news and stuff. Just I just want to make people laugh rather than going, oh, but I've told a story. I just want you to laugh.
Yeah.
Amen
to that, mate. My friend watched your show and said it was their favourite show. They'd also been to my show.
Sorry.
I think they were ruling my show out because they don't want to give me a big head or something.
What time is your show?
Thank you for asking.
Get in.
8 p.m. at the Pleasance 10 Dome every day until Sunday.
Is your room really hot or is it okay?
It gets. Oh, I think all rooms are hot though, aren't they?
Yeah,
my room's baking. The last few days have been all right because the show before me has been on a little break, but he's back and he brought the heat back with him.
Yeah. If any venues are listening to this, have you heard of fans?
Yeah.
There's a fan in my room, but it's massively loud.
If you haven't got like a door or like massive windows, you can just open and just aerate the room.
Yeah.
No. It's really like,
I mean, this is the thing, guys. You don't understand. Some people are in a war zone. Some people get genitally mutilated. But we have to deal with heat for up to 50 minutes to an hour. So it's very difficult actually being a comedian.
In Scotland as well. It's unheard of. Come on.
Yeah. Our job is so, so difficult. Should we bring our final... Sorry. Can you edit that out? No, because it's live. Guys, it's live. We could do anything.
Oh,
absolutely anything. You, in the audience, could streak across. I mean, it's radio, no one would know, so it'd be totally pointless, but we'd enjoy it. Okay, so let's bring our final guest in. Oh my God, you're going to love him. He's amazing. It's Steve Hall.
Yeah.
Stevie, baby.
Hello, lovely to be
you?
Here. How are you doing?
Nice jacket.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, it's radio.
I'm slightly regretting. I hadn't anticipated quite how strong the lighting would be.
It's great lighting on the radio show.
I feel I have to punish myself by keeping it on now.
Yeah, well,
this is nice. I'm on immediately after Tom in the same room, so this is a reunion.
No,
yeah.
Stand six massive in the
house. Yeah, we have a very cool room, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this your first show
for 4 years?
For 4 years, wow. I knew it was wild.
Sorry, I'm basically starting again.
What have you been doing? You've been writing, I know that much.
That's the main thing. Yeah, I'm writing for Russell Howard.
You're a daddy.
And I became a dad as well. Yeah.
That's not the main thing. You said Russell Howard was the main thing over your baby.
Yeah, that's the
you prefer Russell Howard over your baby.
He is the bigger baby of the two.
I remember, when I was on that show, and then, the rap party. I remember seeing the rap party.
Well, you nailed it on the show, and you weren't removed from the edit in our show.
What do you mean?
because you got removed from Stuart Lee's.
Oh yeah, I did get removed.
But you weren't removed. Yeah. That makes ours better.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, so much to say about that, but not on air. I remembered you and Russell and some other guys, like four guys, were having a photo, and you were all really, for some reason, you'd all been working out, so you all looked really like hench. And then you having a photo. My favourite thing is when people are having a photo to just get in the middle, whether I'm wanted or not. And I got in the middle, and everyone went, "Oh God!" And it was so awkward. I was pissing myself so much. And then the AP and the researcher, lovely Jason Dawson, how much we love Jason Dawson, and Will Hitchens, love Will Hitchens. They saw it, and they didn't realise I thought it was really funny. And I think they felt really sorry for me. So they're like, "Come on, you can have a photo with us." It was the most awkward, funniest thing I've ever.
That is pretty much the only anecdote where anyone would ever suggest I'd been working out. As well. But that's because Russell is so ridiculously buff; it kind of radiates onto other people.
Do you go? No, but come on, you go to the gym together, spot each other, no?
We you know, we towel each other down.
Well, that's what we want to talk about.
That's what Avalon makes us. That's what they want to hold on to your job.
Are you working on his new show?
Yeah. So it's been quite weird this month because I'm getting stuff emailed through to me. Oh. So I've had this very boring adult month of not drinking or doing anything exciting, because as soon as the show finishes, I go home and I've set myself where I work from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Wow.
Work, and then I slowly cry.
Oh, so you haven't.
It's nice enough because it means I'm earning something approaching a living.
Yeah. You're a family man now. You've got to bring home what to bring home, Baba.
They've just left this morning.
Left you for good. Oh. They've had enough. Yeah. You seem fine about it. Yeah. Just left me.
They were disappointed in the show.
They gave it two stars.
It was my opportunity to step up and I failed.
Step your pussy up. May was, you were on the new Russell Howard show, weren't you? And the old one.
Yeah, I think I've been cut from the new one.
Really?
Yeah. I've never met you before.
This is the frustrating thing. We never get to see, in the old version of the stand-up show of Good News, we never got to see the stand-ups because we have to go off and work out what bits have been fluffed.
Oh, right.
But it's the bit we would most like to watch.
Right.
So we get to see like the first minute and the final minute.
Oh, they repeat it every other month, don't worry.
It crops up on Dave or Comedy Central. And you never quite know because there's always a bit of, there'll be a sudden spike in Twitter abuse.
Yeah,
that must have been on telly.
Why are you not being cut, surely? Surely to heavens.
No, it's a fact. Imagine
so,
if I...
So you did the Comedy Central one?
I did the Comedy Central one. I think I told one long story and then they were trimming it down to 4 minutes, I think, from 8.
Right.
So it didn't work. So I'm going to do it next season.
Okay, cool.
Cool, guys.
The Stuart Lee one, my mistake, was doing the whole thing in the nudie. They said it was an alternative show, but not that alternative. So that's why I got cut. I just did it naked.
Did you really?
No. Oh. But anyway, moving on.
How old's your baby?
Yeah.
She's 13 months old.
Oh,
and we've got another one on the way in January.
Oh,
cool.
Come on.
Cool. And she features quite heavily in the show because I'd always wanted to just do, previously I've only ever done like straight stand-up and never had any props or anything. So I kind of thought I didn't want to do like a PowerPoint thing. So I've got 12 photographs, some of which are of her, and there's various. So it's like I paid a woman in California. There was like a it was like a Kickstarter thing, and she was going to. If you paid enough money, you could have your picture incorporated into this huge billboard, and it was going to stand in California for potentially like 25 years. And so I thought I'll send a photo of Polly in. And then the picture that she did is just the worst picture.
Wow.
My baby looks like Winston Churchill.
No.
And it's going to be on this billboard for 25 years.
Oh, my God.
So she sort of ended up, it's kind of like the most upbeat show I've ever done because I'm suddenly happier than I've ever been. Oh. So it's not necessarily great for comedy, but you get to see some cute baby photos.
It is great for comedy. I think celebration is great for comedy. Not too much, obviously. But
I sort of think that's like a myth that you have to be miserable to be better. I think actually if you're happier, you're...
Yeah, well, it's been interesting. I've got these other pictures of me. I met the Muppets. I grew up where they used to film the Muppets.
Whoa!
And so when I was three, I got a guided tour of the studios.
When you were three?
Yeah, because they used to record it in Boreham Wood.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so there's pictures of me, my dad, and Kermit.
Oh, and so,
but it's one of those things. You know, when you've like had a thing from your childhood, and it's always been at the back of your mind to maybe stick it in a show.
Yeah.
And I finally did it, and it's now like 25 minutes.
Wow!
So about meeting Kermit.
Yeah.
Was he nice?
He was all right. Fozzy was a bit of a dick.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, classic stand-up.
I did that last year for Ninja Turtles.
Why have you been sitting on this? What's that?
I did that same kind of thing last year for Ninja Turtles. Because I love the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So last year my show was called Teenage Mutant Nathan Caton.
And
did a bit about how much I love Leonardo, Raphael, Michelangelo, Donatello.
But how old are they now? They're not teenagers now.
No,
they're 30, same age as me. They're 30.
Oh, they're in their 30s.
It's like we're made for each other.
Yeah. Just be hanging out with them.
Did you first encounter them as Hero Turtles or Ninja Turtles? Because that was
Hero. Because in the UK they were
because the word ninja was too
it's too
awful.
Violent. Yeah,
really.
Yeah, wait, yeah.
They were Hero Turtles.
Yeah, yeah.
But they
mutant,
the song
teenage mutant. So like the idea that they live in a sewer and they hang out—that's all perfectly
that's
fine.
But ninjas, God forbid.
Yeah. Well, and that was deemed too violent.
It was too violent, so they changed it to Hero Turtles.
That's crazy.
Wow.
And then it would be followed by Grange Hill, where that would be just an absolute horror show.
So is your next baby a boy or a girl, do you know?
We don't know. I really enjoyed not knowing.
Yeah. You know now, though.
Well, it's partly like my wife is very keen on like anti-gender stereotyping.
Yes.
So
nice.
Really, you're not even going to find out.
This
is a hot topic.
We forgot to ask for the first 10 minutes she was alive.
Oh, you really?
Because it had been quite a full-on labour. And just as she was born, the doctors were saying to me, you look like you're about to faint. And I was like, I'm not. I just look this unhealthy the whole time. So they were wrestling me into a chair.
Wow.
As Polly was first surfacing.
Oh gosh, that's annoying.
I know there was someone in Sweden who like they didn't announce the gender of their kid for like 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because they did a study where they had a baby in a room. It was okay, and they had it in a neutral, like in a white. Did you read about this? In a white baby girl or something. And they told some people that it was a baby girl, and some people it was a baby boy. And they'd go in and play with the baby, and everyone who thought it was a boy was like bouncing it, and it was facing out.
Yes.
And then everyone who thought it was a girl, they were like cuddling it and kissing it and facing towards it. So it would really
we treat them so differently. Yeah. And even if you're aware of gender stereotypes and stuff, like I heard something similar. Like we treat boys and girls so differently.
Yeah. My wife used to play on a men's baseball team in Australia, and it was kind of lovely that she would always get like they would treat her so patronisingly, the other team, so they would serve her up these pathetic slow balls, so she would just be like knocking home run after home run.
Wow.
Every game, and then they'd suddenly realise that she was the best player on their team.
Yeah. Idiots, but you know, something positive in everything.
I was going to ask, do you remember a few Edinburghs ago, you were first cooking up your plan to invent your own nickname, Big Fun.
And it's gone really well.
Do you remember this? We were discussing in the Brooks Bar whether or not you could successfully label yourself Big Fun.
Oh, I'm going to call you that. That's
weird.
I think it's a very good...
It's Luli now. Luli Big Fun. I tried to push the face, but that didn't go at all.
The face.
Can you end your show like, step your pussy up, Big Fun, out.
I can and I will. Oh, and Hot Stuff I tried to get going in Ireland and it worked for
Ireland.
A day. Yeah, just in Kilkenny, I was like, okay, guys, let's have an idea where we all call me Hot Stuff. Two people.
It's always a brave thing trying to get your own nickname.
It never works.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious. guys, P.S., just call me Hot Stuff. Two people, so I'm not really committed. Okay, Hot Stuff, do you want your plate? Yeah, Hot Stuff does.
Yeah. I always wanted a nickname. I've never had one. You can't shorten May.
Maisie? Would people call her Maisie?
That's longer. I mean, that's longer.
I'll take it.
Oh my God. There was this girl once. She's a bit of a prat. She's nice. She's really lovely. She's my friend. Whoops. Hopefully she doesn't listen. But she's, so we were all at a festival. And she, you know, there's always one in the group that's like, oh dear. So these guys were camping next to us, and they all had nicknames for each other. And then, so it's me, my friend Georgie, and my friend Helena, and this girl, we'll call her ex. And she said, so these boys are like, this is, you know, Jay, this is, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah, we've got nicknames. This is Hells. She's called Helena. She was like trying to just, and then she goes, and this is Georgie. She's called Georgina. It was the latest thing. We were absolutely completely pissing us. You had to be there.
Everybody wants to be
I once, the one nickname I ever had that stuck was Preacher Man, but not for any rock and roll reason. That we used to,
no one school, thought that.
We used to do on a Friday afternoon, you'd visit an old folks home. That was like the final thing you do for it.
That's nice.
And because I went to school where you had to wear like a blazer and tie, and so all the Alzheimer's-ridden old biddies thought I was a preacher. And if I was confronted with a situation where my mates were then encouraging me to talk to the old ladies guidance. About spiritualism.
That's really funny.
But it's the sort of thing where, because their lives are so miserable, they're in an old folks' home in Boreham Wood. It's that I kind of went with it to try and
also
keep
it's a captive
it jolly.
Audience there. I mean, you know.
It's a great place for preachers to go.
Yeah.
And stand-ups.
Yes.
Very similar job, of course.
So this Friday, guys, 5:30, we'll have to Paradise Islands. That's not what they call up little people.
It's a new sort of take on the free fringe.
I broke into an old people's home once. And
big fun. Classic.
Classic the face.
Classic Why? What did you want?
Well, because my brother used to break into places all the time. Like when he was like a few years older, and he used to like come back with like ice cream cone stickers and like traffic thing. Rigged up this whole traffic. Like, my mum didn't have a go at him. It was really weird. This whole traffic light system in his bedroom. It was really clever like that. And he'd like break into stuff and get like, I don't know, like disused stuff, so not anything too bad. But then I wanted to be like that. So with my friend Claire, who was a bit of a square, I was like, right, we've got to start breaking into stuff.
Claire's mum must have loved you.
she was very posh and middle class. So, okay, so we're just going to break. I think I was about 11. So we're just going to break in and get some ice cream stickers. My brother's done it.
From an old people's home.
Well, no, I didn't know where to start. I didn't know where these...
Because they're big on ice cream.
He'd broke into a disused ice cream van. But I was like, I didn't know where that was, so I was making up my own rules. So I was like, right, this is building. The door was open. We walked straight into an old people's home. Cool. Should we go now? But they said they were going to prosecute us, and I thought prosecute. They said, I think they were just scaring us. Like that my mum and them were probably in cahoots to, you know, like be like, well, this is very serious, and we're going to prosecute you. But I thought prosecute meant hang. Like to hang you. So I was like, whoa, like they're taking this so seriously. I was so scared. I was like, I can't believe we were nearly going to be hung. Like that would have been awful.
I wonder what you could nick from an old, like you'd get
that
like a wedding dress that's turned to dust.
Yeah.
a phone that never rings.
Hard boiled sweeties.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, drugs.
A television.
Yeah.
again, we'll see you there on Friday.
Comfy chairs.
Comfy chairs. Mm. Some suds.
Soused
washing
in urine.
Suds.
That's the only. They're very
that's
comfy.
The only problem. maybe some jigsaws.
Oh, I bet there is.
Slippers.
Yeah, loads of slippers.
Yeah. It's not. It makes it sound like
all the accoutrements
option.
To set up a rival old folks.
Yeah. They always think things have gone missing as well, don't they, when they've gone mad, and that's maybe what is happening.
did you ever get nicked?
No, I've never been. Oh, we've been arrested once. Sorry, go on.
You are. When were you arrested?
No, I don't want to talk about it. but it's like nothing big. Go on.
I just realized there's no anecdote. I broke into my school when we broke into my high school at night.
Did you?
Yeah, what a square pants.
It was.
Film.
It was like a film.
What did you do?
Ran up and down the halls, scared each other. It was ideal. It was really ideal. Got away with it. Yeah. Right.
It's so weird, isn't it?
No story, though.
Because you don't want to be there in the day, and then it's like...
Desperate to be there at night.
Yeah. Was there a swimming pool in there?
There was, but we didn't go in the pool.
Yeah.
I always find swimming pools late at night very frightening.
Yeah, very frightening.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sexy.
And sexy. By which I mean frightening.
Like
the same thing for me.
There's a fine line between being afraid and being turned on.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Fear
absolutely.
Like fear and sexiness.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of an example of when those two have crossed over, but I feel like recently
like,
we have.
I'm terrified
someone
of
held,
you.
Held a knife. Someone held a knife to my throat and I got a boner.
I'm scared of spiders, but sometimes I think, ooh, look at them legs.
All eight of them.
We went to, in Australia, we were... Ross Noble was driving us around his ranch to try and find kangaroos at midnight, and we were all in the back of his ute, and it was like me and Josie Long and Greg Davis And we stood up and realised that we'd been sat right next to like the biggest huntsman spider we'd ever seen. And it, I've got photos of what happened. It's just absolute pandemonium.
Oh my.
where a 6'8" man in a full panic attack. It was pretty brutal.
That Australia is just fully frightening all the time.
Just dripping with venom.
Yes, it is.
The entire place.
So would you have died if
a huntsman will, it'll give you a nasty bite, but it's actually not that poisonous. It's the tinier ones that are, that pack a lot more punch.
But the huntsman's massive, right?
Yeah. So and then just as everyone had calmed down, Ross managed to destroy everyone by saying, of course, they always hunt in pairs.
Does he live out there then?
Well, he lost his ranch in the big fires in 2009. So
That's awful.
Lost. He had 100 acres. It was absolutely beautiful. And he was saying that his wife and baby, they were thinking, oh, it's not. We're just a bit worried. So they drove off to stay with someone else in the city. And if they'd have left like an hour later,
they would have died.
They would have died. Yeah.
So you don't mind so much about the ranch then, if you're alive.
Yeah. So I think they now live in Kent. In fact.
Oh, do they? Yeah. Very similar to Australia.
Yeah.
Very similar.
But when you lose 100 acres of land, is there an insurance policy?
I presume there would be.
Right.
And do they still own it, presumably, or is it just all burnt out?
I don't know if they sold the land.
You're not going to get a lot for it, are you? I'm so burnt, mate. So I have a look at my burnt garden.
That's the lesson they took from the story. Never invest in this real estate nightmare.
We'll just give up and move to Kent. Good for him.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people do, I think.
Yeah, and that's where it's got an attitude of given up.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
writing novels, looking at the sea.
Kent's lovely. Borussia's lovely. I love it.
Do you live there now?
No. Live in London. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's the capital of England.
Yeah.
Big Ben, et cetera, et cetera. Okay.
where in Canada are you from?
I'm from Toronto.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's the only place I know in Canada.
Great.
We did a fortnight. We did a house swap.
Oh, fun.
And it was sensational, other than their toilet broke. And it completely backed up, so we're staying in this lovely place. But the place
did you break their toilet?
Yeah,
Steve.
You say their toilet broke.
Well, that was the thing. They were suspicious that it was, and then when they replaced it, there was like 30 years of limescale that was completely.
I thought you were going to say 30 years of something else.
Yeah, me too.
Has anyone had any favourite sights in Edinburgh thus far, or favourite like flying techniques or anything?
I went to, well, this is something that happened last year, but can I pretend it happened this year?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, because this year I've seen nothing. I made everybody go to Greyfriars Cemetery.
Yeah.
To do
that's where I live.
Seance.
I live right
in
by
the crypt.
My bedroom looks at Greyfriars Cemetery. Like,
and
I wake up in the morning, and when I go to bed at night, that's the first and the last thing.
And you're terrified and turned on.
Aroused and terrified the whole time. Yeah. What was it like, the tour? Because I want to go on it.
Well, I didn't go on the tour. I just took friends and I said, we're going to do a seance. And it was late at night. No one was into it. Everyone was like, we want to be in the dome, drinking the drink. And I was like trying to get everybody excited and running around and like tapping them on the shoulders. And then just when we were about to give up, this guy emerged from the gloom. He was like 19, ginger guy, Scottish guy, and he was like, do you want to see a ghost? And I was like, yeah, we do. That's why we're here, buddy.
Oh my God.
And then he was like, okay, I'm going to summon him. I come here all the time and do this, but he's like, you have to be warned, he's really violent. And then I was like, are we going to get robbed? And then he said, okay, you stay here. And he walked away and he starts calling out this name. I forget what it was. Charles something. Dickens is calling out his name.
Don't say his name here.
He was like, Colin something. And then all of a sudden he falls on the ground like he's been punched. And we all screamed and then started running away. And then he got up and chased us out of the cemetery.
Oh my God. And he was doing a show at 5:30.
And then we get to the... Because then you're suddenly on the sidewalk and it's all crowded and you're out of the scary place. And he's still chasing us and then gets to the sidewalk and is like, so what are you guys doing now?
No.
I couldn't lose him all night. He's like, are you going clubbing or what? And it was like, he just spooked us and then wanted to hang out.
Oh God, that's so sad.
Is it a good story? I don't know.
Sure it
I love that story. I
was
love
it
that
Peter
story.
Peter Buckley Hill? Yeah. I was flying once on the Royal Mile and like two proper 1,000-yard stair Neds walked past, but they looked like they hadn't slept in a week. And I turned to my erstwhile colleague, Marek Larwood, and said to him, Jesus, look at the state of that.
Yeah.
And they heard me say that.
Oh, no.
And so turned to me and Marek and went, do you want to go? Oh, and Marek, very quick thinking, went, no, mate, you'll easily beat us.
Yeah.
You want to try him? And then pointed them in the direction of Greg Davis.
and then, that's why Klang's bit up.
Yeah. And then they were immediately just fascinated by this giant and wanted to know how big his genitals were. They went from angry to so curious. Lovely.
And that's a scary rouse thing again, isn't it?
Yeah, straight you guys went from scared to aroused.
And how big are Greg Davis's genitals?
He says they're just under the national average.
Are they? Yeah. That's a disappointment, isn't it, for him and his girlfriend?
But the thing is, I mean, he's got so much weight, possibly if he was massively endowed, it might be medically troubling.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Do you think so? I think it'd be beautiful. But, you know, because perspective... let's not talk about Greg Davis.
Well, he's surprisingly svelte. He's got very... For a man who's quite big up top, he's got extremely slender legs.
Oh, Greg, sport. Get in touch and send some snaps in. To go on our board. Do you miss Klang?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a very different thing. It's such a laugh.
Oh, by the way, so for those who don't know, who've been asleep for the last 10 years, Steve Hall was in a very good sketch group called We Are Klang.
And I mean, we've still never officially split up. Like we've always said we would probably do something again.
Oh, that'd be nice.
We're all still mates.
That'd be really nice.
But it's kind of, there is complete zero interest from the public.
No, people would love it.
It's the sort of thing comedians and people in Edinburgh are keen for it, but no one else ever cares.
No, they would love it. So do you mean?
So I miss it. I mean, there were so many losses. I met my wife as a result of doing the show. So there are so many. And it's just nice being part of a gang.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it's nice not having to work with those two psychopaths.
Yeah. So. I don't mean, Marek's made up his own sport, doesn't he? Wolfsball.
Yeah. Well, when you were talking about football earlier, because I'm sure I've seen clips of you playing Wolfsball.
Yeah.
What's Wolfsball?
Man, it's so good. He's made up a sport and he's prototyped this. He's got this big, like, contraption. It's hard to explain, but the good thing about it is you only play for 3 minutes at a time. So, you know, when you get puffed out after 3 minutes, and in high intensity is the best kind of exercise, as we all know. So you play for 3 minutes, sit out for 3 minutes. And I'm really bad at it, but I still love it.
But he's thrown money, like he's built prototypes. There's like a metal hoop. Yeah. Like a midlife crisis is rarely quite so entertaining.
Yeah.
What's the closest sport that is resembled?
I guess basketball.
Quidditch.
You are?
Quidditch?
I don't know what Quidditch is.
What do you mean? What's Quidditch?
Nobody. So they play on Harry Potter?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Harry Potter.
Get out of here.
I know that the tour stops right outside my house.
You don't know any Harry Potter? Well, you would have no place in the Russell Howard writer's room. Pretty much 90% of his references.
Is it? And yet you've been cut. I mean, it's outrageous.
I don't know Harry Potter either. So
I interrupted.
No, I've never read it because people say, you should read it, won't take you long. And then I think...
It will, mate.
I can't be, but I'm not going to read a children's book.
Especially when it's out on film.
I've never read Anna Karenina.
I've never read, full stop.
It's more like basketball than it is...
Get a chance to see those sexy lads running around in shorts, you know what I mean?
Sorry?
Well, it features in Adam Rich's show at the Pleasance.
That's the game.
The game it builds up to, is it?
Oh, should we play a fun game where we predict who we think is going to get nominated?
Oh. Is that a fun game?
No, it's really not a fun game at all. Should we predict who we think's not going to get nominated? Okay, cool. Okay, different game.
Okay.
Let's go around the table and say who we want to kiss at the festival. Yeah.
Oh, that's a much better idea.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Steve, you're...
what, now that my wife's away?
No, your wife and daughter have gone and your pregnant wife's been packed off. Who do you want to give a tongue sarnie to?
Jodie Foster. Okay. But I'm aware there are many reasons that's unlikely.
Is she at the Fringe?
No. That's one of the other things.
Emma Thompson is. We've got
is she?
Well, I'll take Emma Thompson. Yeah.
Oh, Emma Thompson. Come on, Emma. She's here.
She might have gone home now, actually. Tom Allen? No, sorry, that was mine.
Good one. Mine would be probably any man who's in a sketch group. I love sketch groups.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because there's so many of them.
Unbearable crush I have.
And so if there's five in a sketch group, that's the best kind of sketch group to go watch. Because like, you can change up who you fancy.
Yeah, yeah. I just get obsessed with
who's
it.
Who's the best looking sketch group? Uh-oh.
Difficult one. I don't... Oh, gosh, I don't know.
The Pin are very good looking.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know.
Ben Ash.
Yeah,
totally Tom are good looking.
Totally Tom are really good looking.
Gaines are good looking.
Yeah, Gaines are really good looking. I was trying to flirt with them in Latitude.
How'd it go?
None of it. None of it. None of it. Which I loved.
I've got off with all of them, mate.
Have you?
Starting with Kath and working my way
I was
going
to say.
No, I haven't. Hey, Martin. So many.
I know. I keep instigating Spin the Bottle at parties. And
we had a party. Should we tell?
Yeah.
We had a party and we played Spin the Bottle.
So I've kissed everyone I know now. But maybe... Well, I'm living with Brett Goldstein. Oh, and he's like the Tom Cruise of comedy.
Yeah.
And the other day, he bench pressed my whole body.
Wow.
Right? He's a beautiful man. And he works out so hard. You go to hit him on his stomach. Like, not hit him, but you go, hey. And every, like, area is rock hard.
Yeah.
It's a bit much, actually, I find. A bit much.
I met a promoter and we were talking about what a nice bloke he was.
Yeah.
And it was out of nowhere, the promoter said, he's so beautiful, I just want to watch him sleep.
Oh, I do watch him sleep every night. Go into his room.
And Nathan, are you into Brett or?
He's a good-looking guy. I'm not going to lie. That's a possible man crush. If I had to kiss anyone, probably all of you lovely people.
You little schmoozer!
Butter up.
So at
come
the
to
end,
my show, 8 p.m. plug.
So at the end, we're just going to queue you up, but Nathan's just going to just do a line. It's crashing, really. You into tongues or no tongues, guys?
My girlfriend's up for the festival, so I'll be a good boy. Send my girlfriend.
Is she here now?
No.
Okay. Well, then, why should I know? I won't.
But my brother is, and he'll tell her.
Oh, sure. Good brother. No, good for you. Well, yeah, it should be your girlfriend, you dirty pigs. I'm going to do some kissing tomorrow. I'm into snuggling at the moment.
What
just
does that mean?
Love snuggling. I just like a snuggle, you know?
Oh, yeah. I thought when you said snuggling, I thought it was maybe
I thought
that
was like a take on.
Yeah.
So you cut the balls.
It's snuggling and full sex. Yeah.
Today, we've only got like 4 minutes left of the show. But what I've got to do is make sure that I say goodbye. Because the last one I did, I didn't say goodbye. So it's just me talking and it cuts off. Really cool. Someone give me a show on the radio. And I did some really bad jingles. You guys into jingles?
Yeah.
Go on. You have to do... last time I did a jingle round and Felicity Ward was really good at it and so was Sophie Hagen and I was really terrible. You have to just make a jingle about anything you like about Edinburgh.
Oh, okay.
Look, Maisie's loving it.
Will you sing a jingle?
Yeah.
You're so cute.
When you're so hungry and you're walking to your show, you gotta go to the Subway Sandwiches by Bedlam Theatre. They will remember your name and sometimes they wink at you.
Do they?
Yeah, one guy does. He's a real
Wanker.
Yeah.
You know there's free, you get free coffee in Pret if you are good looking sometimes.
Yeah.
And I've
got a free biscuit. What does that mean?
That is so funny. I got a free biscuit. That means, you're doing well, I think. Yeah.
Not good look, not coffee.
No, a biscuit
that
is a biscuit, mate.
They respect your intellect.
Yeah. Which I've always wanted. That's what I've always craved.
You look like you've got a good personality.
Yeah.
That's what a biscuit means.
Kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I always want to be seen by people.
Kind, man.
So kind.
No, but Gabby said that, Gabby Best. She said, if you smile at them and are really like chirpsy, you get a free biscuit.
Oh my God.
So I walked in there, went, I'm chirpsing. Got nothing. I very rarely get free anything in Pret.
I've got a free biscuit and I got, I don't think I've got anything else.
I got a free biscuit and a hand job.
skip
the coffee. Had to pay extra for the coffee. It's really annoying.
They actually charged me twice for the coffee.
It can really save a day. Like I gave my cabbie a reasonable tip, and so he gave me a load of blank receipts.
Oh.
And that, that as the last thing of the day was a victory.
It's a nice. Hey guys, I guess it's just nice to be nice. I thought about that, and that's the message of my Edinburgh show. Imagine that, so sincere. It's nice to be nice. Have you got a sincere wrap-up message at the end of your show?
No, not really. I've got.
Never going to get nominated.
I've got. It's my favourite show forever. Where there's a couple of things at the end of the show that I'm really happy with. So, but you know, when you're trying to do a callback, and those nights where if they've not bitten in, if they've not laughed the first time you do the joke,
yeah,
you've got these series of callbacks that have all related to things that died on their arse. That's a so there are certain shows where there's four things at the end, and when all those four things fall through, it's just a man talking, feeling very lonely.
I like to tell them what to do if they're not responding in the right way. And they do kind of, if people are really, like, we're all just want to be told what to do in a way. We're all a bit dumb.
Yeah.
Like, you just tell them, oh, no, you have to get behind this bit. And then they're like, oh, okay, yeah. It kind of works. It's really stupid. Right, we are nearly signing off. So just go through and say when your show is. We've got 12 seconds. So
8 p.m. Pleasance 10 Dome, straight out of Middlesex.
9:15 City Cafe.
5:20 The Stand.
6:35 The Stand, same room as Tom.
Yeah, oh, straight after me.
Guys, we're bloody early now. It's really hard.
How early are we?
That's it. Thank you so much for joining me. Bye-bye. No, keep going. Oh, please. No, that was 12. Wow, we're still going.
Next Monday,
we've got Steve Allen, Eric McElroy, Doug Seagal, Die Run Punk, Joe Burke, Reese Nicholson. What are you saying?
Well,
Edinburgh, goodbye to Edinburgh.
Bring 5p for your carrier bags.
Step your pussy up.
Lou Sanders live from the Fringe on FUBAR Radio. FUBAR Radio presents.
Let me there.
Good afternoon, sir.
I can play the harmonica.
There you are. I got the FUBAR blues.
Fucking maniac.
You know what? I've loved this. This is the best one I've had on air in a very, very long time. Since this morning. So,
every Monday, this is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.